Max Scherzer, welcome to the Toronto Blue Jays. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to an emergency edition of Buds and Blue Jays. As you guys guessed it, Max Scherzer to the Toronto Blue Jays, 1 year, $15.5 million, coming a day after we recorded our episode about why maybe Max Scherzer should and probably will choose the Blue Jays. Sure enough, it happened. We're coming in here live with our immediate reaction here. Jesse, my guy, give me your take. Max Scherzer wearing Blue Jay blue.
It's shocking. Like I said, like obviously it's not like prime Scherzer, like when, like 10 years ago, like I was saying yesterday, but man, having him with his resume, pedigree, what it does to the clubhouse and atmosphere and just the intensity he brings, I'm beyond the, like through the roof about the sign. And also what it could possibly help us in the long run was a different free agent that's been rumored.
Yes, and we will touch on that a little bit as we get through this this live episode here about what this Max Scherzer signing might mean going forward. But I want to hear, like, what was your instant reaction? Did you throw your phone in the air? Did you scream? Did you go run and hug your wife? Like what did you do as soon as you found out Max Scherzer, indeed, confirmed, official, picked the Blue Jays?
Firstly, what I found out from you telling me, and when I read it, I almost dropped it in the soapy water while I was doing my dishes and all that. And I was like, I mean, well then, I guess we will be coming on soon and to let everyone know. And like, I was just like, there's the depth we needed for the rotation, like we were talking about yesterday in our episode.
All right, yeah, let's just get in right into that then about what this Max Scherzer signing means for the Toronto Blue Jays. We did talk yesterday. This team very desperately needed some pitching reinforcements, right? And Max Scherzer on a one-year deal might be that guy. Now, we know we're not getting the guy that strikes out 20 batters in a game, the guy that was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a long, long time. But if you look at what he did, I want to say last year with the Texas Rangers, where he only made 9 starts because he is quite old, 40 years old, right? Only pitched 43 innings. But I think if you look at the year he had before in 2023, that split season with the Rangers and the Mets, where he had it was a mid-3s ERA. He pitched 140 some innings. The strikeout numbers were fine, but they were a little down, but still okay. I think that is what our expectation should be for Max Scherzer. Like a little over 100 innings, probably an ERA around 4 with the veteran leadership and the stuff you mentioned there. A declining strikeout rate, sure. A declining pitch velocity is also declining as well, but he's still missing bats at a normal rate. Like it's not like he's completely fallen off a cliff yet for Max Scherzer. And we know the time is coming eventually. And I think the Blue Jays are just trying to milk one more good year out of Mad Max. And if we can do that, then we're in good business.
No, definitely. And like I was reading a bunch of stuff after we signed, just like to get more like, I know the weather picture he is, but like just more details in that. And like last year he was dealing with like back issue. That's why he missed start of the year, because he had like back surgery and some nerve issues and all that. But when he came back in the latter part of last season, he said, my arm feels better than it's felt in years. And like my stuff is still there. And like, again, his slider is one of the most elite pitchers in the league right now. So like,
yeah.
So like, I feel like if we get about 15 to 20 starts from him this year, and then we have like the Yariel Rodriguez be a swingman, or even later in the season then when if Manoah comes back, like I think this will really help us and possibly give us that boost and also the depth we can use in that stretch run.
Yeah, in retrospect, I think the guy like Max Scherzer, the older pitcher that you can have on a very like high AAV, low-term deal like we signed with Max Scherzer, makes so much sense for the Toronto Blue Jays because it gives you the option here, right? It lets you start Yariel Rodriguez in the bullpen, maybe let his stuff play up a little bit, and then maybe if you still see him as a starting pitcher long-term, you can develop him a little after once you want to give Scherzer some breaks. Or like you mentioned, Alek Manoah is due back in the second half of this season. If it's a case where Max Scherzer starts to slow down and that age starts to catch up to him, maybe you're looking at a time where Manoah is ready to go and can just jump right into that rotation. Or two, maybe it's a situation where everybody's healthy and everybody's firing all cylinders. And in that case, that's a great problem to have for the Toronto Blue Jays. Like overall, I think not only too is there like some untapped upside here, because maybe what if he can have that one more good season out of him? It just seems very, very smart on a roster construction business. And Jesse, I hate to do this, but I want to praise Ross Atkins here for the job he has done. Like, it's we've been doing nothing but shitting on him all offseason, but for this move, I got to give you a thumbs up, my guy. Nicely done.
I'll give you two of them.
Even better, yeah. So very much like the fit on paper here for Max Scherzer. Before we talk a little bit about, actually, let's get into this before we move on to the next thing. In our episode we recorded yesterday, Jesse, we actually talked a little bit about Max Scherzer. And one of the issues we brought up was, what if the Blue Jays do underperform a little bit? What if we're kind of like the same team we had last year, and we decide to do what we did with Justin Turner, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Kevin Kiermaier, and we move him at the trade deadline? Is this still something the Blue Jays might do? Or do you think maybe they gave Max Scherzer some assurances? Like, if you sign with us, we won't trade you at the deadline. How do you think that went? Because that was a concern from us yesterday.
I'm not too sure. Obviously, we're not, it's like behind the scenes knowing whether all the fine lines and the details. So maybe we'll find out later on, like, about that. Maybe if this happens, if we are sellers and not buyers. But I feel like they probably gave them where, like, the only way we'll move you is if it's to like a front runner World Series,
yep.
like almost say send them back to the Dodgers, even though they don't need that many pitchers, or say the Braves, or like one of those elite teams in the NL, or even one in the AL, where like he would have to sign off on it. If he doesn't want to go, he stays. Like, I feel like it gives him like almost like a no trade clause, but not officially a no trade clause.
It might be worth noting too, because of that reason, and Max Scherzer is towards the end of his career, maybe he believes in the Blue Jays when they tell him we're trying to win. Like, maybe the pitch we gave to Sasaki and to Juan Soto about building a competitive team, maybe Max Scherzer believes it, and maybe the Blue Jays are, and maybe the fact that we got Santander on paper and we've made the Andrés Giménez trade, and now we've added Max Scherzer, maybe they let him in on inside to other moves we're going to make. Like, maybe Max Scherzer bought in and actually believes the Toronto Blue Jays now are going to be a playoff contending team. Jesse, before you might think that sounds a little too crazy, look around the American League right now. Like, the Yankees aren't as dominant as you. Like, I'm not buying, I'm sorry, Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt to replace Juan Soto. I think that's just ridiculous, right? The Houston Astros have taken a big turn. Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. Like, the American League isn't as dominant as you think it would be. So there is a chance the Blue Jays can get in here as one of the few teams that are trying to commit. And Max Scherzer is probably a big part of that.
No, exactly. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, realistically, the American League compared to the NL, it's almost like how when it comes to football, the AFC is way stronger than the NFC. Like, literally, the AL, like, if we stay healthy and we perform like how we expect them to perform, I don't care what people say. Like, you can call me crazy and say it's a hot take already. I feel like we can compete for the AL East because Yankees are getting older. Yeah, we are too. The Red Sox really haven't done much. I don't really buy
Garrett Crochet aside. Yeah.
I don't really buy, like, I want to see him do it for a full year. It's not going to be a crybaby. Mm-hmm. The Orioles, yeah, they're young, but they have no pitching. The Rays, yeah, the Rays, they have the underground factory, but I really feel like the Jays could push for the AL East, let alone a wild card spot with how weak the American League is.
Right. Especially if we are not done here, if there are more moves to be had. And let's get into that a little bit. In fact, Call Me Sweeps, our good buddy on Twitter there, said the same thing, guys. Are we foreshadowing an Alonso arrival? And Jesse, I know you have some thoughts on this, something you reached out to me before the pod here. Tell us your take on what this means and potentially a Pete Alonso signing.
Well, I really feel like this, it could be the icing on the cake to bring Alonso to Toronto, because when Scherzer was with the Mets for that half season, him and Pete Alonso became very close and good friends. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like just that knowing he has a good friend like that he bonded with the Mets is in the locker room. Plus, he was good friends with Chris Bassett, too. I feel like two of his good close friends are on the roster. Like, I feel like that can help. And even possibly another player from like that's close to Alonso could possibly come too, and like within a trade or something like that, or like the Jays were trying to build a team to have like of people that Alonso can with like flow nicely and have the same intensity as he does.
Yeah, I mean, Pete Alonso is a character guy, and Max Scherzer is definitely a character guy. I was going to bring up the Chris Bassett thing if you didn't. I do think that Chris Bassett had made several times about his 1 year with the Mets and about how he really liked being teammates with Max Scherzer. That was all very good. I think there might be something to this, Jesse, and if the Mets are going to balk, I think the fact that the Blue Jays have committed and shown that they are willing to sign another piece to go in for it, maybe that's enough to convince Pete Alonso that you should indeed join the Toronto Blue Jays here. And I think I'm in team Alonso over Alec Bregman. Alex Bregman, where do you stand between the two?
Oh, definitely. I'm in team Polar Bear since like free agency came. I was skeptical because obviously I knew how much like Steve Cohen wants to play fantasy, so like I was skeptical. But the more and more this dragged on, I feel like how the relationship the Jays have with Boris too, with former clients of his, I feel like it really helps us. And like I just that's been growing on me. And if we did end up with Bregman, I wouldn't mind, but definitely not for that 6 years they're saying that we offer. Pete Alonso is my main guy I want. And it's, like I said, his nickname is so fitting to be in Toronto, being in the Great White North and having a polar bear up here.
Jesse, two questions. First question, if the Blue Jays were to get Pete Alonso, would that be an A-plus offseason for you?
Oh, definitely. Like, I would say to fix this team, I would... Like, I heard it in a podcast, but I definitely agree with it. It was the show Nick and I from Blue Jays Today saying that if the Jays spent $100 million to fix the holes, it would be a win of the offseason. And if you do the math right now, we're about just under $50 million that we've in contracts we've added. So if you add Alonso, we'll still be under that $100 million, but we'll be one of the more scarier lineups in the American League.
Sounds like an Alonso signing and a Vladimir Guerrero Jr. extension, if you ask me into that one. I'm with you. Alonso for 3 years, definitely over Bregman, over six. Right now, if, say, Alonso does go back to the Mets, where would you rank the Blue Jays offseason?
I still say it's a win because we did everything we needed to fix. We added, like, I feel like the Alonso would be just the cherry on top, like, because mm-hmm. we wanted to add that power bat we did with Santander. We wanted to add some bullpen arms. We did that with Garcia and Hoffman. We shored up a second base defensively with Jimenez. We added a starting pitching depth with Scherzer. I think everything that we needed to do, we've checked off. Yes, some of them are like, some are fancier names, some aren't that, but I feel like it's a win for this offseason, even if people think it's a fail that we didn't get Sasaki or Soto or Burns.
Yep, I still would have loved to have Roki Sasaki here, but I understand.
Oh, me too.
Different timeline, I suppose. Yes. Pretty good. I still think there are still more moves to be made. I do not think the Blue Jays are there yet. There are still things. I still think we could get another relief arm here or two. I still wouldn't mind seeing that kind of swingman type pitcher in here, the guy who could make some starts, the guy who could go to the bullpen a few times. I'll think of a name here before the end of the episode, but a type like that I think is going to end up a Toronto Blue Jays still. And I want to turn things back a little bit just to Max Scherzer. Like, what does this signing mean for a guy like, say you're Bowden Francis, or say you're Ricky Tiedemann, who's going to be in camp at least, maybe not throwing, but you're going to be around Max Scherzer. Like, if you're Bowden Francis, this has got to be a treat for you. Like, Chris Bassett has said, Max Scherzer is one of the smartest pitching minds I know. You don't get to be 40 years old, even with your good stuff pitching here, if you're not incredibly smart and incredibly good at your craft. I think, Jesse, you've said it before that Bowden Francis could get Cy Young votes. I kind of, you know, smirked at that and laughed a little bit. But if he can learn anything from anyone, being able to learn from Max Scherzer could be one of those things that we don't really talk about much, but could actually be leaps and bounds better for the Toronto Blue Jays this season.
No, exactly. Like, if I'm, like, just think of that, of when, say, Bassett or Gosman or Berrios are pitching. Just the minds on that saying where all the pitchers sit with like Bowden Francis, just in between listening to like Bassett, Gosman, Scherzer, the knowledge he can incorporate. And like, if anyone's like Bowden Francis in the sense of trust your shit and eat it and let it eat,
yes,
is Max Scherzer. Like, like, this is like, obviously, Bowden Francis' stuff isn't as like elite as prime Scherzer, but it can be. And that's where I see him as a Cy Young. And, like, we saw those glimpses with those near no-nos last year. This guy can teach so much. And, like, if I'm Tiedemann, if I'm Bloss, if I'm Manoah when he comes back, well, having that veteran presence of Scherzer will do immense, like, knowledge and abilities too, and also those younger pitchers who we were thinking are in front of the top of our depth, they can actually stay like marinate a little longer and just work and like develop better instead of being rushed to the majors. Even the prospects like Treyus Savage learning from Scherzer and having that is going to so like so much benefit them so much more. And like I compare like Scherzer signing to, if you go back to in time with the 92-93 season when the Jays had Jack Morris or Dave Stewart, those veteran presidents who had those resumes, this is what I feel like can do to our rotation. Obviously, we're more veteran loaded, but like even the young pitchers coming up and just that presence of winning and being like intense and having the like drive to win and not just be like, oh, that's another game.
Yeah, Max Scherzer is going to be a driving force in that clubhouse, whether he's pitching or not. Like, you are going to listen to him. You are going to respect him. It's going to be leaps and bounds, especially for some Blue Jays players that, you know, might need that leadership a little bit more. Max Scherzer is going to provide that. I'm going to tell you too, Jesse, Pete Walker is going to love working with Max Scherzer. Like, if there's anyone who's going to be able to get more out of the maybe declining stuff that Max Scherzer has, which I honestly don't think is declining that much aside from velocity and maybe some swing and miss stuff, but like, I think Pete Walker has what it takes to milk the last bit of production out of him. And all he has to do is stay healthy. And all he has to do is, like we said, squeeze one more good season out of Max Scherzer. And we could be onto something here.
No, exactly. And also, like, another thing I'm just thinking, good luck for those khakis trying to get Scherzer out with their analytics. Saying, you know, Scherzer would probably take the ball and throw it right at him.
Oh, yeah. What are the chances that John Schneider and Max Scherzer are getting a fight this year, like a scrimmage? Like, it's not zero. We might put that on our bingo card, to be honest, this season.
That's a good one. But, like, no, they definitely, like, you can, Scherzer's so old school. Any analytics stuff, he's going to tell him to put where the sun don't shine. Like, I've done this long enough. I've done this enough. I'm going to freaking do what I do. I'm not listening to you.
Yeah, but for all accounts, Max Scherzer actually is very into the analytics. Chris Bassett made some comments saying, like, yeah, no one studies that stuff harder than he does. So I like that as an analytics guy, but you also like the I'm going to get out there and just go what feels right attitude. He's got a mix of both, which is what we've been saying Major League Baseball players should be doing for the longest, longest time. All right, a few more other things that happened from this move that we should touch on here. First one, I want to talk a little bit about money because you talked about the $100 million that the Blue Jays could go. This pushes us, I believe, if my math is correct, to about the 200, I want to say $53 to $60 million range. I'd have to go back and double check those numbers. But the next luxury tax cap, I believe, is at $276 million. So, right, we mentioned this when the Blue Jays crossed over the second luxury tax tier. Like, don't go over by $1 million. Go right to the brim. So I think the Blue Jays have what it takes then to get to that $276 million deal, which, like you said, Jesse, adds another $16 million, $16 to like $20-ish million. That can be for a Pete Alonso if some money is deferred. That could be for an Alex Bregman. That could be for almost anybody you want left on the market. I do not think the Blue Jays are done. The money there says the Blue Jays are not done. The vibes on the internet say the Blue Jays are not done. And like I heard Keegan Matheson say this on TSN earlier today, but basically it's like when you start putting in your chips, even if you don't have the best hand, you just go all in and hope you catch that flush draw. Hope you catch that straight draw and go. And I think that's where the Blue Jays need to be at this point.
Oh, totally. And like, I know you like that, folks, since you were at a casino, hearing those poker hand draw. But no, like definitely. Like, and also, people are thinking there's going to be some players that are going to be DFA because of this. And hopefully Zach Boots flushed down the toilet of the DFA toilet. And yes. There's some more money that will be coming off the books, or whoever else will be DFA. That money's off the books, where they can give it to, like you said, Pete Alonso, a Bregman, or even another bat too on top of those two.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you who gets DFA'd after this move because it's not official. It sounds like you already have decided that Zach Pop is the one to go. I think it's going to be like a Michael Lorenzen. It might be a Stuart Baroa. And there is a non-zero chance, and I want to whisper this, that it's Davis Schneider So I don't think that'll be the case, but there is a non-zero chance that that does happen. But there are some, I don't know, the Blue Jays have skipped over some of these middle relief names on their 40-man roster already. So we will see who eventually gets DFA'd there. Jesse, this means, well, who moves out of the rotation then to fit in Max Scherzer?
Because it's obviously going to be Rodriguez.
Okay, yes. So I think we all think that too. There was some take that maybe Bowden Francis, because he has an option remaining, but anyone who watched the Blue Jays pitch last year knows, no, Bowden Francis has earned his spot in this rotation going into next year. This means then that Yariel Rodriguez likely moves in to become our long man in our pen, which, let's be real, Jesse, last season he was really only pitching in like 2 to 3 inning bursts anyway, right? So now he can do that more consistently. And I also wonder too, if this gives Yariel Rodriguez the chance for his stuff to play up a little bit, because he's had good stuff. He was a closer in Japan. We know he can kind of live in that relief pole. He's even made some comments himself saying he doesn't really mind the relief role. So I think this is good, not only for Scherzer in the rotation, but good for the development of Yariel Rodriguez as well. Two thumbs up for me.
Oh, definitely. I agree. And like, if too, we can use him as that swingman that you've been saying we were coming, like have him coming in the pen, have him in the spot start, especially if we go a 6-man rotation with our aging rotation, where we have those long stretches without an off day. Like, this could be a benefit in disguise. Like, and then even the year he was pitching in Japan before he took that year off, he was one of the best closers in Japan. So, like, he has the bullpen pedigree, and like, I feel like this will more benefit him, be that Ross Stripling or Yarbrough type, where like he could be a starter one day, but do throw 3 shutout innings in a blowout game to get the game like close or not out of hand. Like, I feel like that will benefit him more with his development, since we still have him for, I think, after the like
four more years, I believe. Yeah,
something like that. So like, this could really help him and not hinder him, if, like, people aren't realizing.
All right, Jesse, some rapid-fire Scherzer stuff to wrap up the end of this episode here. First one, are we a playoff team after this signing?
I say we can, like, I'm bought back in. Like, I was really down at one point, and I really feel like we can be that wild card, if not, like I said, push for the AL East.
Okay, I am going no, not yet. But we're close. We're going to be right there for that one. Second question. How many starts does Max Scherzer make with the Blue Jays this year?
I want to go in between the 15 and 20 I said I would love to see, and I'll put it at 17.
Okay, 17 is a good number. I'm going to go slightly less. I'm going to go 14. In turn, then, how many starts does Yariel Rodriguez make with this team this year?
I want to say 11.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to go 8 or 9, but I do think he definitely makes some stuff. Notable, too, with Max Scherzer here, we get another grunter in the rotation who grunts after all of his pitches. We're going to get so many shades of Robbie Ray coming through here. And so that is good for Yariel Rodriguez. Sorry, my mic came unplugged there for a minute. Bad timing, but excited about...
It's just the excitement and locked it right out.
That's right. All right. Technical difficulties aside. See, Max Scherzer is so excited, even my microphone is cutting out a little bit. But that's okay. We got there. Also, a few more things, Jesse. Last episode, we talked about milestones for some Blue Jays. And Max Scherzer, who has a historic career as he does, he is 103 strikeouts away from passing Walter Johnson to the top 10 all-time. Does he get there? Top 10 all-time in strikeouts wearing a Blue Jays uniform.
Oh, definitely. I think he'll get there probably if he does pitches to, say, 15 and 20. I say he'll get there by his 12th start.
Okay. 12th start, wow. I'm going to take a little later than that for Max Scherzer, but there is a chance late in the season he can get there. Where in your rotation does Max Scherzer slot in?
I will put him in the number 4 spot, where you like my rotation, how I see it right now, would be Gausman, Berrios, Francis, Scherzer, Bassett.
Okay, I think I agree with you there. But there is a non-zero chance you just give Max Scherzer the opening day nod. I don't think they're going to do it. They'll probably actually honestly give it to Jose Berrios But I do think it should be one of those, and I'm with you on Bassett 5. Respect that there. All right, and a few more questions.
I was seeing something online, though. They're saying possibly Scherzer's first start could be against the Nationals. Imagine that.
Yeah, because I think we have Baltimore for 3 and then Washington next on the schedule. Yeah. Good call. I did not even think about that. That would be something. You know what? Make that happen. Max Scherzer making his debut in a revenge game against the Nationals. I am all for that. Also, too, Jesse, like, Max Scherzer is going to be a no-doubt Hall of Famer. It'll be probably the next guy to enter the Hall of Fame that's ever worn a Blue Jays jersey, correct?
Yeah, like, it'll be a few of them that we've had. Just have a sip of water in our clubhouse and all that, and then like, it'll be great, and it'd be even funnier if you went in the hall wearing a Jays hat.
that will never, I mean, he would have to do, I don't even know what Max Scherzer would have to do to even make that happen. Like, he would have to he'd have to do what, like, Madison Baumgartner did for the Giants in their postseason run, and no, I can't, that won't even do it. So it's not going to happen here. Also, how long on Max Scherzer being on the team does it take for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. to remind him he had a 3-homer game with 2 of those home runs coming off Max Scherzer? How long do you think it's going to take for that to be brought up?
I think it'll probably be like the first day of spring training and when they do the live BPs against each other.
Right. Imagine Vlad takes Max Scherzer deep in a live BP again. He'll be like, yeah, I got you. I got you, boy. And that might, hey, if that even ticks Max Scherzer off just a little bit and he can, and it drives him to be, you know, even better this season, I'm all for that. For what it's worth, Jesse.
Then he can hug it. Then he can hug it on like the All-Star game.
That's right. I love that. Oh, so nice. I'm feeling great again, Jesse. I don't know. How about you? I think we've covered all the aspects here about a Max Scherzer signing. It's weird to get excited that we added another old pitcher to our already pretty old rotation, but it just fits so much, and it just makes so much sense for this Blue Jays team. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm through the moon, even for a 4-year-old. And for once, the pitchers is actually older than me.
Hey, there you go. Right? They say you're not old as long as there's somebody older than you who is still playing in the big league. Shout out to all those people who are younger than Rich Hill, by the way. The dream is not dead. So that is still very good. That is all I have to say about Max Scherzer. I'm excited. I'm going to buy a Scherzer jersey. I hope they have some fun with the promotions for Max Scherzer, too. This Blue Jay team, Jesse, is suddenly starting to look real, real good on paper. And just if things have got to click, but if things click, Jesse, I don't know, this could actually be a pretty good summer for the Toronto Blue Jays.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance, my guy. Any last thoughts on Max Scherzer before we get out of here for this emergency episode?
Oh, definitely. Like, yeah, I may not buy a jersey, maybe I'll just do the Scherzy, just because jerseys, I'm planning on buying, be a little pricey, so. Of probably course. Do the Scherzy for that one. Scherzy for Scherzer.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Just makes perfect sense. And maybe cut it up because since he's crazy and all that, maybe they'll do a promotion for like Mad Max, like the movie, but have him on the vehicle. But definitely excited for like Jesse to even see a Hall of Fame pitch for the Blue Jays.
You hear that, Blue Jays promotional team? That one's free. That one's from us. You can go ahead and use that here. But we want a little bit of credit. No, that one's free. You can have that. The real ones know that one came from Buds and Blue Jays. So that is very good. For Jesse Tricio, I'm Jesse Burrell. Thank you all for listening to an emergency edition of Buds and Blue Jays. We will have more about Max Scherzer on our episode next week and any other news that the Blue Jays may make between now and then. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please make sure to like the video, subscribe to the channel, because we're just getting started for what is going to be a big season over here at Buds and Blue Jays. Until then, let's go Blue Jays, and thank you for listening.
Thanks, Jess.